Kaite whakarongo koe ki te reo, irirangi poho, he parakuihi, tēnā, you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We're very lucky to be joined by a special guest in the studio. We've got Brett, aka Incredible Yacht Control here. Morena.
Morena.
How are you going?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Good. We're excited to have you up.
Thanks.
You've got a brand new album out, came out on Friday. How do you feel?
I'm really excited. I sat on it a long time before. It saw the light of day, and to have it out there and people listening to it and, you know, liking it, it's I feel good.
That's awesome. You've got quite an interesting story because you're from Portland.
Yes.
Originally, and you were quite involved in the music scene there, and then you sort of picked up and moved here.
Yeah.
And then have started your way in getting yourself into the New Zealand music scene.
Yeah.
What do you find, like, what are the similarities and differences about the two scenes? Because I feel like the Portland music scene is really cool. I hear really cool things.
Yeah. Well, it certainly was, 10 years ago when I was there. And the city's sort of laid out where you can, it's small enough you can walk around to mm-hmm. different, you know, places and sort of see what's going on. And also everyone kind of knows each other after a while, you know? So I think a lot of organic stuff just sort of comes out of that. Here, you know, well, I'm really, this is just me getting into the scene now after, because I've left all that behind really in Portland, and it was a different phase of life when I came here, you know. But I think the main thing is Auckland is just so spread out that it seems hard to, you know, maybe there's little pockets of community here and there and stuff, but
it takes a wee while to build your roots a little bit and lay the foundations. What was it about, because I know you sort of were in the Portland scene and then you moved here and then you sort of stopped releasing for a little bit and then you've decided to put out this album. Was there like a turning point for you in that process?
I think it was hard. I didn't realize that in Portland I had, you know, a label, management, other people in a band.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's saying, let's do this. And here no one was saying, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know? But also I just needed to get away from, I really think I needed to get away from music because it was time for me to, you know, figure out how to be a father and a teacher and do those things. And prior to that, I think I was too concerned with how the music was doing and what people, you know, all that stuff.
Totally.
So, having enough time to let all that go and then getting back into it, just thinking, okay, I always have loved writing songs and doing that. That's what I like. I don't necessarily need people to hear them. So I had been sitting on the album and a lot of other songs, and it wasn't until I actually was catching up with a friend who was in Portugal, the man, actually Eric, the guitar player, and it was a couple years ago, but we were backstage and Eric, he was kind of teasing me about not putting music out, and he said, Brett, I don't want to live in a world where you're not releasing music. And I said, okay, maybe I'll do something. So
So the tracks on this album, were they ones that you'd been working on for a while and you kind of put down and then come back to and revisited, or were they completely new and organic?
A lot of them were, as you say, I'd sort of do them and put them down and then come back to them and change and add things and overthink a lot. After I had a surgery in 2023, and that sort of gave me the opportunity to, you know, have some time to listen through to things and change things up and finish stuff. So I did compose a couple after that as well. But a lot of them were just sort of sitting there and getting overthought. And
are you the type of person who's a bit of a perfectionist and is kind of like a song is never really done in your eyes? Or do you feel really happy with these tracks?
No. It just kind of is what it is, especially when you're doing it at home, you know? And I'm not that good at recording myself. I just sort of have to get it to a point where it entertains me enough to sort of say, okay, but no, I never feel like it's done. And every time I listen to it, I hear something wrong with it, you know?
But that's a beautiful thing as well. Like, it captures it where it's at in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything's perfect nowadays, you know? And I think initially when I started this project, I was listening to a lot of Guided by Voices and just four-track stuff, you know? Mm. So it was always had this element of just get it done, get it out. I actually do write a lot of songs, and I, you know, I haven't released a ton of them, but that's never been a problem. So I always kind of wanted to keep this as just a raw, organic thing where you actually hear mistakes, and it's, you know, there's plenty of perfect stuff out there these days. So that's not me.
Yeah, so true. So you've been sort of, you've done pretty much everything yourself for this album, right? In terms of the producing and the mixing and everything?
I even mastered it myself, which was pretty dumb, but, you know.
Mastering's not real anyway, right?
I think people like myself that don't understand it would say that.
You have a harrowed look in your eye that tells me mastering is real, though.
Yeah, no, it was... I tried a lot of different things to get it to a point where I was like, you know what? Okay, it's going to be what it is, because I didn't want to pay for it, and I don't know enough people to call out favors at this point, you know? So, yeah.
It must have made for a really different creative process from when you were back in Portland and you were in a band and everything, and that was so much collaboration. Now it's really like turning inward, eh?
Absolutely. I had a lot of help in Portland.
Yeah.
And I just sort of needed to show up to rehearsal and be like, hey guys, I wrote this song and it's 70% done.
Yeah.
And it would get finished. And, you know, we had amazing people that would record and mix and produce and all that stuff. So doing it all myself is a change for sure.
But must result in quite different music and evoke different feelings and so cool. So Pastor Al is the name of the album.
That's a silly name.
Yeah, where does that come from?
I had a friend, Casey, who I sent some early versions of it, and he just sent me a text back and he said, dude, digging the pastoral vibes. But when I looked at it, I thought it said Pastor Al. And
who was Pastor Al?
Yeah, well, in my head, he's like a cross between like the little community church pastor that I had in the 80s, you know, and then Al Borland from the sitcom Home Improvement.
Right.
So,
of course.
Yeah, just some guy that you know, thinks he knows everything about everything. There are some spiritual sort of religious themes on the record, so I thought it was kind of worked in that way, but also that it's a silly name and I didn't want it to be too serious. So
nice. It must feel really rejuvenating going at it from a point of view where you just love music. You love making music. You're just doing this for... You're not doing this for clout or for, you know.
It does. And to genuinely be there, because I think if I'd have done this a few years ago, I would have said that, but I wouldn't have actually felt that. You know what I mean? It was kind of where I wanted to get to, was just doing things for the sake of doing them and genuinely being past like what the reaction is to it and where it goes and all that stuff. So of course, if nobody cared about it, then there'd not be a point of putting it out there. But I think that's why it was really important for me to actually have a record label, you know?
Yeah.
That's been very important to me, actually, having Home Alone as part of the process. So.
Yeah, cool. Okay, I think we should listen to one of the tracks from the album. Pastor Al is out everywhere now. Came out on Friday. We've been chatting with Brett, aka Incredible Yacht Control, up in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us for a chat.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. We're going to listen to Driver in the Sea. You're on BFM Breakfast.
I said thanks to my righteous bro, riding on a wave of obscurity, and you won't go far if you hang around with the likes of me. He said, I won't let you go. The driver in the sea is drowned his ego. He's laughing like a girl towards enlightenment. The turns and the goes now bear the bus out, away from all my trials, and I'm thanking my righteous bro, riding on a wave of obscurity, and you won't go far. If you hang around with the likes of me, you said I won't let you drown. Help me find my way.